Sixth question, is it possible to be in a state of pure consciousness for a while and to fall out again? No, it is not possible. But something like it happens. You have a glimpse of pure consciousness. You have not entered. It is just as if you look from hundreds of miles distance towards the Himalayan peaks. You have not reached them, but you can look from a vast difference, for a vast distance. You can look at the peaks. You can have a feeling. You can open a window and look at the moon far away. And the rays will touch you, and you will be illumined. You will have a certain experience, but from this window experience you will fall again and again. When pure consciousness is achieved, not a glimpse from a distance, but you have entered into it, then you cannot lose it again. Once achieved, it is achieved forever. You cannot fall out of it. Why? Because the moment you enter it, you disappear. Who can fall out of it? To fall out, at least you have to remain to be yourself. But to enter pure consciousness, the ego disappears completely, the self disappears completely. Then who will come back? In a glimpse, you are not disappeared. You are there. You can have a glimpse and close the eyes. You can have a glimpse and close the window. It will become a memory. It will haunt you. It will become a nostalgia. It will come in your dreams. Sometimes suddenly you will feel again a deep urge to have that glimpse. But it cannot be a phenomenon forever and forever. And glimpses only are glimpses, good, beautiful, but don't cling to them, because they are not permanent. You will fall out of them again and again because you are still there. When there is a glimpse, move towards the peaks, move towards the moon, become one with the moon. Unless you disappear completely, you will fall. You will have to come back to the world. Because that ego will feel suffocated with the glimpse. The ego will feel death-like panic. It will say, close the window. Enough. You have looked at the moon. Now don't be foolish. Don't be a lunatic. The word lunatic means moon struck. The word comes from lunar, the moon. All mad people are called lunatics, moonstruck, thinking of distant dreams. The mind, the ego will say, don't be a lunatic. It is okay to have sometimes the window open and look at the moon, but don't be obsessed. The world is waiting for you. You have responsibilities to fulfill in the world. And the ego will bring you and pursue you, seduce you towards the world. Because the ego can exist only in the world. Whenever something of the other world penetrates into your mind, the ego becomes afraid, panicky, scared. It looks like death. If that glimpse has to become a permanent lifestyle, your very being, then you have to gap, the distance. You have to bridge the distance, bridge the gap. You have to move. When you become pure consciousness, then there is no falling out again. It is a point of no return. One only goes in, one never comes out. It has no exit. Only one door, the entrance.